For the second time in 2 days, Russian long-range bombers flew past the coast of Alaska. It's a surprising development that comes after nearly 2 years without any similar incidents. But military officials in Alaska say it isn't cause for alarm. On Monday afternoon, F-22 fighter jets were sent from Anchorage to intercept a pair of Russian bombers about 100 miles southwest of Kodiak Island. Then, according to Captain Anastasia Smith with NORAD's Alaska region, during late afternoon today, the Air Force spotted two bombers elsewhere.
At no time were they within our airspace. They were completely within international law, and they were within international airspace at all times.
The Air Force says there's no clear way to know if it was the same two Russian planes as the previous day. The pair was spotted moving off the coast of western Alaska, but Smith couldn't comment more specifically on where. And unlike the Monday response, today the Air Force didn't launch any jets to intercept the foreign aircraft.
Different circumstances warrant different responses. I can't really get into specifics about each of those potential responses. However, not launching F-22s, not doing an intercept, was deemed the most appropriate response in this situation.
Prior to this week, no Russian military planes had been intercepted since July 4th, 2015. But military officials in Alaska say this is within the realm of normal for Russian and American military aviation near the shared border.
Each year, it'll kind of ebb and flow. So we have seen years where there's been zero of these types of incidences, and we've seen years where there's about 15. So it really just depends. So this is not dissimilar from what we've seen in the past.
The incidents come at a time of worsening relations between the U.S. and Russia.